these are just words. If you could just say some of the words for me. Like, if you could say this.
Here? You mean like in Slovenian?
Oh, no. Just trying to get the way people pronounce things. So if I point to it, if you could just say it for me. If you don't mind.
I don't...
If I go like this, you say ear. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, just trying to get people's pronunciation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it'll be just like you do.
Yeah. Well, people, that's what we're trying to think is we're not sure if we're going to find people out in the West if they, you know, in the South, we have like a distinct accent.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're trying to figure out if people out here things differently.
If they do, they're from there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, if people were just born and raised in Colorado, you don't think that they sound much differently?
No. I don't think so. They bring that with them from wherever they come.
The people who...
Yeah. And I'm not, you know...
Right. All right. Well, this is... I really appreciate you doing this for me. This is great. And, so you, if I asked you questions about, like, parts of a saddle or horse bridles, I mean, you never really, did you ride horses ever?
Mm-hmm.
You never?
No.
So you wouldn't, like, know the particular words for, like, different?
Not really.
Not really, it's just not?
Because I'm not you have to be a horse woman
all over. Right, that's right, you got lucky, didn't you?
I don't know.
You got real lucky.
I don't know about that. I think that... It's nice that people who are in that can do anything.
Yeah.
But you might say I'm not the athletic type either.
Well, you go walking, right?
Oh, yeah, that, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where do you go around here?
Well, you know, the recreation department had made trails. When we were little, we used to just go up, make our own way up to the reservoir or whatever. And now the recreation department has made trails there that they call the Woods Walk up there, and it'll take you right up to Peanut, So that's where my favorite place is.
Is it
right there?
Peaceful up there.
I like it up in the Aspen and the trail. Yeah.
Well, that's, you take them with you?
I have, yeah, but not too far, cause it's a little Saudi, he gets a little pooped, but.
Does it get real?
He's made it, though. He's made it, because I didn't go way up to Peanut. No, I just go in and then come down a trail that'll bring us out on Maroon Street or over on the old Kibler Road.
So if you took him all the way up there, he would be...
Oh, I wouldn't even think of it.
Because he would just be...
He's exhausted. But that little one, and she don't like me to put a leash on her. See, you have to have a leash for dogs in town.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she just hates it. Because she liked to run the way, and I, no way, even if it wasn't a leash law, I wouldn't, because I couldn't keep up with her.
Oh.
I mean, she could just go anywhere, and I'd never know where she went. So she's on a leash.
Oh.
Like it or not.
She's been getting what she wants for a while now, huh?
She knows we're talking about her.
They're so cute.
Oh, they're smart, man. I didn't realize they were, they're like people.
It's like having a kid, really.
Oh, honest to God. Yeah, she just, they have their feelings like you wouldn't believe, and you got to be kind of careful.
And you worry about them like they're your own kids.
Oh, yeah, I'm not crazy about the attachment, but here we are.
You can't do anything about it.
No, it's happened.
Oh, goodness. So you've been here your whole life. That's great. This is a beautiful...
All except 2 years. When I graduated, I went to... Denver and worked in Denver a few years. Then I think I told you I came back. My mom needed help. I stayed in that